Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special edition. This is a VIP insurance update podcast. Outside of our regularly scheduled programming, we are going to talk specifically about the coronavirus, all of the effects that's had on all of us, but specifically, we wanted to do an episode that was directed at agencies and how to deal with the transition of maybe remote employees and all of the things that go along with that. In fact, my guest today, Laura Nettles, CEO, President of Nettles Consulting. Laura, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm glad to be here.
So here's what I would say, and this is not an insure rant by any means, but I want to give my 2 cents. And my 2 cents is, everyone out there, take a deep breath. Okay, we work in an industry that is very, very strong, but it's also dependent. People are dependent on our industry. So this is the time for us to be strong and work toward that. Shifting gears now, and while we have Laura Nettles, expert on all things that are agency, the way agencies work organizationally and workflows within agencies. So this is a perfect person to have on the show to talk about how we make changes in the way we do things. So, all right. So we're talking mostly about the on-site, and now as agencies are maybe or should be transitioning to remote, what does that look like? Like, what is that landscape out there? You're talking to agencies and kind of where does this thing start?
So, Rick, it's kind of like a scale. Some agencies have really invested in remote technology, and their service team can access the technology from any device, any location, as long as they have an internet connection. And those are the ones that are most prepared for this scenario. And then on the other end of the spectrum, we have organizations that really require the staff to work in-house. They will have a more difficult time adjusting. But let me be clear here, regardless of where you are on that scale, you can provide quality customer service if you have a telephone or an email account, because connecting with our customers is the key to keeping customers satisfied and keeping them engaged in both the short term and the long term. So the key is just having a set of agency best practices, just like we do for workflow. We need to be clear about what our goals are for servicing our customers during this time.
And this time it's crazy, right? I mean, it's a time when you've got, to your point, you've got some agencies that are way ahead of the curve in technology, and they almost are, you know, all they have to do is really blink and they're able to change to remote and have people work from home, and the customer experience probably is seamless and hasn't changed at all. Those agencies out there that maybe technology isn't quite as advanced within the agency, you know, this is it. I think to your point, it just takes a plan, right? I mean, it takes a strategy and then staying true to what it is you're doing. And then again, as we know in this industry, is keeping the customer first, but making that transition, it's difficult, right?
Yeah, it's difficult, but I just want to remind everybody out there, we are experts at this. The customer service team, the account managers, CSRs, assistants, you know, even our outsourced vendors, we know how to deal with challenges like this. We are the ones that are called in when there's a hurricane or there are tornadoes. We are really well equipped to pivot and adjust to this environment. So I don't want people to think, just because I may not have everything at my fingertips I have in the office, that I don't have everything I need. We are the industry that really provides quality customer service, people to answer our questions and calm what bothers us from your customer's perspective. So I feel pretty confident that the team we have in place can adapt and adjust with just a few key points, a few best practices to help that. along.
And if you look at it, like I said from the beginning, and take it to a personal level again, it's do your part. The responsibility falls on you as insurance professionals to stay in the game, right? I mean, it's very easy to sort of, oh, now I'm working from home and the television's on or my kid wants to do this. It's really to keep doing your part and continue to do what we have made a career out of, which is customer service and relationships, right? I mean, that's kind of what this is. This is, to your point, we can talk technology all day, and we will dig in a little bit on technology and how to really leverage that to make this transition and make this a better seamless customer journey. But at the same time, it's up to us as insurance professionals to toe the line, right? I mean, if we don't stay locked in on that, then things can fall through the cracks regardless of whether we have the technology or not, correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And remember, things fall through the cracks all the time. Our ability to adjust and adapt when things do fall through the cracks is the key. We're pretty good about figuring out, oops, I missed that one, let me catch it now. So I think from that perspective, again, our service teams out there are ready to go in that environment.
Okay, so let's shift into what that really looks like. So I think there's probably no one listening in that isn't nodding their head and saying, yeah, that all makes sense. I get it. Okay, help me transition. So I want to now talk about, it's Monday now. By the time you get this, listen to this, it's Wednesday. And everything's changing. Like school districts are, different ones are closing every day. Restaurants are closing. My local Starbucks now, they've taken all the tables out. You can walk in and get a drink and then walk back out. That's it. That's all you can do, or go to the drive-thru. So as things are changing, how do I, as a position of say ownership, leadership, management in an agency environment, how do I transition where I am today, which is, or where I was a month ago or 3 weeks ago, where everything's normal, to this new world that we're living in? And let's just say I've got 14 employees and they all work in the office, and a lot of them have children that are now home from school, and I need to send everybody remote because I want to do my part, and I want to be a part of social distancing. What does that transition look like, Laura?
Right. So, you know, step one is access to the technology. In a perfect world, and we do live in an imperfect world, but in a perfect world, I would have access to my management system and all the tools around that, document management system, and a telephone. Those are the two things I need to be the most effective.
So if I have those two things, I'm in the game.
I am in the game. And good. Truly, to some degree, just I don't want to leave anybody out. A telephone is all I need. But yeah. Then I'll need some, preferably to be, you know, you can be effective without having access to anything. But if you really want to plan maybe for the long term, because we may be doing this for a few weeks, mm-hmm. You really need to get that laptop fired up and accessible. Okay. Once I have access to my system and I have a telephone so I can engage my customers and I have access to email, I can provide the same quality service. And there are a few key points within that will make that transition a little bit easier. And I kind of, one would be to have a communication plan.
Okay.
Part of this is our connectivity to our staff. So if I'm the leader of an organization, if I'm a commercial manager, if I'm a personal lines supervisor, if I'm in charge of employee benefits, I have to have communication with my staff probably on a daily basis. I need to check in with everybody and make sure they're okay.
So let me pause you there for a second, Laura, because I love this, and we're actually starting to do this at our organization as well, which is, I mean, that to me feels like, let me tell you what I think it feels like, and then I want to get your opinion, but it feels to me like a daily stand-up, like 8:30 in the morning or whatever time that is, that makes sense. Everybody jumps on the call, and I get a check in from everybody. Is that kind of what you mean, or are you talking to one on ones, or how would you see that working from a, like if I'm a, like you said, if I'm a commercial lines manager And my entire team just went home and is now working remote. And to your point, even if we take out the high-end technology agencies, I can still jump on a conference call at 8:30 or noon or 4 in the afternoon every day, 3 times a week. Like, what does that feel like to you?
So I think initially it's every day. And I think you start within the morning because you get people to work. This is a tough transition. I mean, you know, you're getting up in the morning and you got kids to feed, you got all these things. How do I reset my brain to work? So starting out doing it in the morning just to check in. Plus, we don't know, every day something new comes. I mean, you know, I didn't know we were down to 10 people gatherings last night.
Yeah,
I heard
it was 50
Rick, it
yesterday,
was 50.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I hadn't turned on the TV today to even know that we're down to 10 people. So just checking in and getting people, you know, are you okay? And then, you know, what challenges does everybody have today? Does everybody have the right connectivity? Do I need to help anybody? You know, I had an appointment with so-and-so and I can't get them on the phone. What do I do? You just have that great check-in and make sure the staff is okay.
Right.
That to me is part one, that communication plan that we are going to connect with our remote people on a daily basis. I think as we get into this, we certainly can stretch it out. We could make it a lunchtime thing. You could make it an end of the day. I think each organization can make that plan any way they want it, but they want to have a plan.
And as you transition, so let's stay here in the transition. I love the communication plan. And actually for me, that was one of my bullet points to talk about now we've transitioned, like we're now a remote organization. So I will circle back to it later, but so as I'm transitioning, so let's say I'm an agency principal and I've said, all right, everybody go home. You know, there could be an expense attached to this, right? It could be that I've got to go buy a bunch of Chromebooks or monitors or things for my people. That's sort of the cost of doing business here. Is that fair to say? I mean, is that a fair thing to say to somebody who owns a small agency, or where do you fall on that?
Well, I had a call. What prompted me to call you, Rick, is I had a couple of calls from customers saying, I'm about to buy second monitors for my staff. And I'm like, I it's hard to work in this environment on a laptop when I'm trying to update a proposal or I'm trying to do a summary of insurance for our largest customer. And so, you know, there is an expense attached to this. But it's we want to make sure our customers have, our service team, which is the internal customer, but our service team has the tools they need. And so part of that transition is making sure that the technology infrastructure is there for them to be able to do what they need to do.
All right. So so we've talked about, you know, what this looks like. Now we've transitioned, and the two main components that I'm hearing you say, which for everyone listening, let me just bring this all the way back to bullets. It is a technology, enough technology that people can do their job, and a communication plan, which would include that daily kind of cadence around how you're working with your people and keeping them not only engaged, but also feeling like they're part of something, because they've been working in an office where they stop at the coffee or whatever and have conversations, and now they're sitting in an office at home. And for those that aren't used to that, that's a big change. Okay, so I want to get through that, and I want to get to, all right, we're at the point now where we're up and running. So, and this should be like for those out there that are going to hear this and then go implement this, that should be tomorrow. Like, this should take a day, right? And
correct.
Then once I'm up and running and I've got people organized, I've got the technology that is necessary, again, on whatever level or scale I'm at, depending on the savviness of my agency from a tech perspective, I've got I have mandated something from, you know, from the top down that says every manager should have a daily 15-minute call with their teams. Or, you know, end of the day, I agree with you, in the morning. All right, so let's talk, now we're going. And I just want to briefly hit on these things because we've got a bunch of them. But and by briefly, I mean whatever you think they need to hear. But let's talk technology for a minute. So technology, we've talked about the AMS, talked about the management system, obviously phone, email. talk to me more. Anything else? Like what else should people be like, I got to make sure I'm able to X.
Right. So you want to be able to have real-time access to your carriers. Mm-hmm. That's always because you can, you know, communicate more effectively. But I want to be really, I really think what you really want is a set, I call them agency best practices for remote working.
Okay.
As it relates to your customer. So remember, we have a set of guidelines we're talking about as a manager. How do I manage remote employees? As an employee, a service team member, I need some agency best practices in my dealings with my customers. Some of them are the same, making sure the customers that reach out to you or that you reach out to are doing okay. Let them know you care. So the same thing that we're sending our staff, we want them to turn around and be aware that everybody is operating under stress. And then I think there are two key components of our management systems that we should implement, which, by the way, are probably already implemented. But we just want to make sure the staff understands the importance of documenting those engagements with
yes.
your customer.
Thank you.
Because I'm sitting here today, and I have not left my house in a week, but my adult child has been in and out. And if I get sick, somebody has got to be able to step in for me.
So now, diligence of documentation is crucial.
Is. Oh, yeah. I love that term, the diligence of documentation.
I just had that patented, so don't try to use it without paying me for it.
But here's the key. I've got to use my activities or my tasks and my attachments so that I tell the story of what I'm doing.
What do we do, Laura, if let's say we aren't able to fully access our management system from home? Is there a strategy in place there that, like, should I be emailing myself everything, or like what could I do as a backup plan if I had to go, you know, worst case scenario and I got stuck?
So, Rick, that's a great question. You simply documented an email. You send an email to yourself because all your email servers are backed up and available 24/7. And when the time comes and you're able to access that system, either by going in, you know, once a week or by whatever those opportunities are, sending it to somebody who does have access,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they can then go in and attach and document that.
All right. So diligence of documentation is crucial to your success from the remote environment, especially during all the things we're going through. What else?
Right. And then the second thing would be, how am I engaging with my producer team, okay. my sales team? So I'm a service team member. I'm really targeting service team in this conversation. How am I engaging with my producers? So they're very accustomed to coming up and breathing over my shoulder and saying, what's going on with this renewal?
Of course.
Right.
That's their job. I was one of those guys. That's what it was actually in the job description, was to look over your shoulder and bother you while you're trying to get work done.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Where's this quote? Where's this? And so I think that part of our communication plan has to be to check in with the sales team. And I tell you, there's a method to this madness. You're doing it based on what's going on with your customers. So if a customer has an issue, you have a list that says, I should talk to this producer about this issue. If a customer has an upcoming renewal and you're having trouble getting quotes back, you put that on your list. And if you deal with one producer or two producers, this is a call a day. But if you deal, I know in many organizations, you deal with many producers, you're going to have to keep track of what you need to ask about. You also need to be prepared for that production team to be emailing you all day long asking questions. And I think the plan there is you're going to stop and do it. You know, I always say, you know, you deal with those producers at 10:30, 12:30, 2:30, and then hopefully not again, because they'll be gone right. by 4.
I love it. All right. So that's kind of a great, like, I would say technology in a box answer to what we need to do. So it's the diligence of documentation. It is that ability to do those things we just talked about with our producers. I'd say that we covered service, but I just want to just quickly touch it again. I think the service that we're giving to our customers at this moment in time, nothing should change. And if anything, we should up our game a little because of the uncertainty that people out there are feeling. Would you agree with that?
I totally would agree with that. So we're still going to go on issuing certificates. Mm-hmm. We're still going to be processing changes. We're still going to be sending out renewal summaries. Everything continues in our business. Our job is to make sure the customers are comfortable knowing we're there for them, which I think brings up one other little twist on the service side. Most of the Vertafore customers, most of the customer base out there, most of the agencies out there have different people within the agency that do different tasks. I think you have to be prepared to cross over now. I might have to issue certificates, and it's not my normal job because I have a certificate department. So just be aware that that's okay now.
Yeah.
And that if I have to cross over, remember, put yourself in the shoes of your customer.
Sure, sure.
They need this now, and I can do it.
And like I said at the beginning, the personal part that now translates exactly to what you're saying, which is do your part. Like, it's our job now. Everybody, you know, we're a team. Our agency is one team that needs to, you know, help each other out, be right behind there, have each other's back. I think that is a great point that, you know, what you don't want to ever catch yourself saying in an eight from a perspective of your team is, that's not my job. Let's not go there for the next however long, weeks, months that this thing is out there, because the end of the day, our job is to service our customers. If we do it, if we nail it, if everything that we know we can do is even better than it was, man, talk about some happy customers and just a great environment and that culture that you'll create, not only in the relationship with your customers, but with that team of yours to say, hey, Laura, I got your back. You need some help with those certificates. I don't normally do certificates. Hand me 10. Let me get on it.
Exactly.
Love that.
I totally agree. Good.
All right. So the next one, we talked about a communication plan. Let's just quickly kind of address it again from a, now we're up and running daily, whether that's a daily stand-up call. I would say if you're in any kind of a leadership position, a morning email with updates on whatever would be a secondary piece as well, to make sure everyone knows what's up, being very, very engaged with your team. It makes that communication so much more powerful and makes the team move so much more synergistically, if that makes sense. And so, Laura, sure. Would you add to that, or have we covered that? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, there's one other key component that kind of transitions us into kind of a wrap-up. But another key component in that communication plan is to make sure at the end of the day or the end of the time period, whatever that looks like for your organization, you make sure you tell the point out to your staff what they did well.
Yes.
In other words, you have access as managers to information. You have access to the management system. You know when people are working. You have visibility into what happened today. You want to make sure you point out how much you appreciate the effort
that
went in, and where you can be specific. Like, I see that we got this proposal out on time and we're delivering it in an online meeting. What a concept. Or we were able to put together this presentation and we recorded it and sent it over. Those types of successes keep the staff wanting to come back tomorrow to do some more.
Well, you know what else is great? Like you just mentioned, I think it's very important to bring up at this point. And in my next topic, it'll be important as well. But let me just, for the service level or for the team, is video conference calling is such a big deal now. And like it it is replaced. Even when we weren't supposed to be in a room with less than 10 people, it has replaced meetings. And frankly, a lot of people would rather not drive 30 minutes to come to your office, or, you know, miss their kids' baseball game because they had to come see you, when they can just pop on a video call. So, you know, using services like Zoom or GoToMeeting as an organization become, and then having, putting a face with that. If I'm on a video with you and we're talking, now we are looking at each other, having a real conversation, man, that changes that entire communication strategy. Not only when you're talking to customers, but then when you have your cadence calls, you have your morning standups with your team, so people can feel good that they're still talking to people, seeing people and doing that. I think that is crucial in this whole thing.
I agree with you, Rick. This is an opportunity to use this video conferencing internally so that we can take it out externally if we need to. So embrace this technology. It absolutely is designed to help you be more effective at your job. We're not talking efficiency here. We're not talking workload. We're talking being effective. How do you make sure your customers are comfortable and that your staff is comfortable with the service you're providing?
I just want to finish with a couple last points. Let's talk briefly about what this looks like from the perspective of, we've talked about the service people, we've kind of talked about what the responsibilities of the leadership or ownership is in the agency. What about from a producer perspective? Obviously, a lot of producers are going out face-to-face, shaking hands, doing those things. What are your recommendations, or even in this point, expectations from how a producer should be tackling his day or her day?
Yeah, this is a tough one, because producers in our industry, our relationship with the customer is tied to an insurance transaction, a proposal.
Right.
Many times it's quote, paper documents, a nice bound proposal. And so let's look at it this way. It is an opportunity for producers to create a relationship that goes beyond the transaction. So producers today have an opportunity to reach out to their customers and check in with them and let them know that, you know, we've got this policy ready to deliver. I can send it over to you electronically. And I can, you know, I can, that proposal, we can get on a video call. Mm-hmm. Or if you'd like to, I can email it to you and we can walk through it together.
Or what I love to do, Laura, is I love to get on a video call, share my screen and walk through it during the video call. I think that is so powerful. And there's, you know, I know them, you know them. There's those old school producers that are like, I'm face to face. Well, you don't get that option anymore. So take
right.
a 5-minute YouTube video tutorial on how to use Zoom or GoToMeeting and create an entirely different approach to how you keep those relationships, keep that customer loyalty because you're delivering, right? Isn't that kind of what we're saying here?
Right. Remember, it is a relationship business. That does not mean I have to be shaking hands. My hands are coming through electronically now. I'm reaching out to you where I can meet you in an electronic environment to make sure. Remember, we in this industry are all about the continuation of business. Yep. I would reframe that right now in this, you know, trying time to be the continuation of the relationship.
That's
the key here.
All right. Let me final question. This is the $1 million question. And this is the one that I think is obviously all of this has been incredibly powerful information. And I think that anyone listening in, if this helped, share this with someone else, because Laura has given you such a roadmap, such a sort of a strategy here for what the next few, like we said, weeks, months, however long this takes is going to look like. But let's take it all the way to the other side, which is the customer vision or optics of what this looks like from the agency. So if I am a customer and I'm looking in at what this looks like, how do I as an agency make sure that that customer is feeling completely supported from the agency side, 100% supported, because right now they're not feeling supported by everything. It might be that they're not happy with the government, or they went to the doctor and they weren't happy because there wasn't a testing kit, or I could go on and on, right? With all the things that might make them uneasy right now in their lives, we want to make sure from the agency perspective that we are still creating that feeling of security. So just give me, like, obviously all of the things you just laid out in this roadmap do that, but just talk to me about that from an agency mindset of how we're making sure that customer feels like everything is going to be okay, at least when it relates to this relationship.
Boy, that's a great question, Rick. You're not going to stump me, but you come close to it. But here's what comes to mind. You want to make it seamless.
Yes.
You have, so when I look at the environment we're in, you have all the tools that you need to make this seamless for your customer. I have the vision of the duck flying so beautifully on top of the water, but they're paddling like heck underneath.
Yes.
We're paddling like heck right now trying to figure this out. But you want to make this seamless for your customer. Of course we're here. We're an insurance agency. Our job is to be here for you.
We're your rock. We are your rock.
Yes.
Yes.
In tough times. You know, you do business with our agency because you get me. And that's what you want to think about. You don't want to necessarily say that, but that's what I say to the service people. They can't get you anywhere else but through this agency. And so making it as seamless as possible, along with the, you know, it's really interesting. The service team in our industry and the producer team, we know our customers intimately. We are part of the community. We play baseball with their kids and our kids. So you just really want to make it seamless. Of course we're working. We can work from home. Oh yeah, that's not a problem for us.
Don't hesitate to reach out to Laura. She's always there to help. She does this even when times are normal. So what a great person to have in your corner when times aren't quite normal. Laura, thanks again for being on. Everybody out there, again, this was a special edition. We still have all of our weekly Thursday podcasts. Listen in for great information and content. Reach out to me. Make sure we're connected on LinkedIn as well. But Laura, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you, Rick. It was a privilege.
And we will see everybody next week. Good luck out there.